Look at there. It's not dark out there.
No clouds either.
No clouds. Another rain event coming in Tuesday. Good morning, y'all.
As long as it doesn't rain Monday, I'll be happy.
That's right. Let's go get a ride in. Get them horses all saddled up. Get a ride in across the beautiful Arizona desert. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. So we've got the coffee all brewed up. We've got the doors wide open. We're inviting you in to come on in. Just sit down. Let's visit for a little while. The show is packed today. We're triple jamming today. We're going to be talking water treatment in the 10 o'clock hour. Be talking open lines in the 9 o'clock hour. Romy's out at a live event for the 8 o'clock hour. And, of course, we've got the 7 o'clock hour. And, Jennifer, you've got a little, like, field report to give today. You were, like, on a field trip, old-fashioned school field trip this week.
It was. I bragged to all the kids I got to go on a field trip.
Yeah.
It was just a charming day. Started out in Goodyear, Arizona. It was hosted by the Arizona Farm Bureau. Our Julie Murphy put together some bloggers, and I got to come because representing radio, and Jan Diotry was there as well.
Miss Jan.
Yeah, we had a great time. She's such an animal lover. We kept having to pull her away from all the dogs and kitties she found. So I'm not sure how much she heard about the tour itself. She was busy playing with the animals. But we start out at Duncan Family Farms, and it's a fifth generation. Let's see, that one's a fourth generation farm run by Arnett Duncan. You will not believe this.
Try me.
Out of the entire United States,
yes,
Duncan Family Farms is the third largest organic farm in the country.
Right here in Buckeye.
Right here. Well, they actually listed as Goodyear. So,
okay.
You know, it's kind of
okay.
So we got to go on site. Now, we were standing out under a beautiful blue sky. It was that really warm day we had. It was like 75 degrees. Of course, it didn't start out that hot, but we were standing underneath the flight pattern of the F-35s? Yeah.
Just, ooh, so yeah, baby.
So every couple of words, we had a couple or three come over. Yeah. Hey, that's very good. That's just what the tour was like.
So, it's awe-inspiring, no matter where you're standing, to be under one of those babies.
So to be on this farm with this family and this fighters going overhead, it was pretty patriotic feeling kind of morning. And just proud to be in Arizona.
A patriotic moment in the vegetables?
It was. So they just right there in Goodyear, they have 2,500 acres that they farm.
The Duncan family?
Yes.
Okay.
And it just
and that makes them the third largest in the country?
Well, they have other land as well they've accumulated over the years, but and I'm not sure how that all ties in. I think altogether they have like 8,000 acres. They have some in Northwest that they've just acquired. They have some by San Luis Obispo, however you say that. So
okay.
It always sounds charming.
San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, just beautiful country over there. They have some. They have some in upper state New York. But they just wanted to be able to provide all year round. You know, the very heat of the summer, they can't grow these little baby tender things.
Okay.
So every week, they harvest 1.3 million pounds.
Every week?
Every week. And they were talking about the process. Right now, the height of the season is, strawberries. And in your local store, Safeways, Sprouts, Fry's, you can find the strawberries under the Duncan Family Farms name.
And knowing they just came from right down the road.
And they
That's
are
cool.
big and
That's
sweet.
Cool.
They sent us home with a couple quarts we got to enjoy with the office yesterday. But the rest of it is generally marked grown in Arizona. You know, Arizona produce doesn't usually carry their family name on it. But you can pretty much bet if you're buying out of the organic division, you know.
So what did you see getting grown out there on your trip this week?
Well, they've just started a culinary herb garden. They're going to be selling those. They've got the strawberry that's kind of experimental and new. But just acres and acres of this, of course, they call it like the spring mix of lettuce.
Okay.
And they take such great care in harvesting. They go through and they spray it with this cold water.
Out in the field.
In the field.
In the dirt.
Yeah.
It gets hit with cold water.
Well, this is when right before harvest it gets cut. And then it gets mowed like you're mowing your lawn and it gathers up all this lettuce. And then they immediately, you know, rinse it and cool it. So get the temperature of the earth out of it and cool it off. So it comes to the market very fresh. They employ, at the height of their season, they employ 500 people. It boggles the mind how you coordinate the people and
good fans. Yeah, right here and our little belly of the sun.
Just and even though it's organic, they just take great care and it's all certified organic. So they do that. It's the real deal.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So who else did y'all see?
Well, we traveled down the road to Buckeye to see Kerr Family Dairy.
Okay.
And they run about 1,000 cattle. And their cows are very well cared. You know, you have cows.
Happy cows make happy milk.
They do. We got a tour. This dairy has been around since 1980. And we got a tour by their son, Wes. And Wes is very interested in the genetics. You know, they talked about the fact that the farms. Did you know that 97% of the farms in the United States are family owned and operated?
No, I would. No.
Yeah.
I would not have
and
guessed
in Arizona,
that.
It's 94%.
I thought it was primarily corporate.
Nope. I think we've kind of gotten this thing in our mind, you know, with a lot of bad press, kind of fake news kind of stuff. So Wes is really into the genetics of it all and just like in the science of it. And really, he was showing us what a happy mama cow looks like. And we got to see a baby born, actually.
Oh, good. Well,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And just getting ready to stand up. That was just great.
Okay.
And then they take the cows in 3 times a day, milk them. You know, they have vets on call. They have nutritionists and make sure that the milk is just right. And then we got to see the babies in the pen. Really sweet little cows, all sweet faces.
Is that where you lost Jan? Did you lose Jan right there?
I think she's still there. But I think, she said she called to see if she could bring one home, and hubby said no
cows.
She'd have done it. Yep. So anyway, it was just a wonderful experience.
Duncan Family,
mm-hmm.
Kerr Dairy.
Yeah, then. Down the street to Hyden Family Farm. They grow cotton and wheat and but we visited the stockyard.
Okay.
And they have steers, they have Holsteins for the last 6 to 8 months of their life. So they come off the range and onto the stockyard. And again, just the science behind feeding these cows, making sure they're healthy and happy and not stressed. Did you know, they're corn fed at the end. They start them on grass on the range, and then they go to the corn. They don't just throw a bunch of corn out there. Do you know what? They have all this equipment to make actually corn flakes. It's kind of a cow corn flake.
Interesting.
And they mash it up, and it comes out in little flakes, and that's allows them to absorb better.
More happy cows in Buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you just couldn't ask for more salt of the earth people. I am going to put a post
the
on.
The Hydens, I can vouch, are saltier. They're great people. We built their home in 1985.
And they started it was pretty soon, I guess, in there. Well, they've been in business 50 years.
Yeah.
So, very established, very, you know, earth-loving people. They love the land. Work 365 days a year to make sure you and I have food to eat. I'm going to post a blog in a little bit and some pictures of the tour. Just a charming day. But there's a great editorial that was actually run in the Airsy Central by Stephanie Smallhouse, who's rancher's wife, the Carlink Ranch. And she just gives some kind of thoughtful, it's a short read, thoughtful thoughts about being a rancher. She said somebody introduced, oh, you're a rancher, well, I'm an environmentalist, as if that was like polarizing. And she said, you know what? Our ranchers and our farmers are environmentalists. Who cares more about the earth and taking care of it? And she said, just throwing a couple dollars at an environmental cause or, you know, eating organic doesn't make you an environmentalist. She said, my husband is an environmentalist. That's a good read. I'm going to post it with my post here in a little bit.
So she kind of cut that environmentalist down to earth?
Well, very, very definitely. Yep. Just salt of the earth people, like I said.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of misconceptions. And I tell you what, there's a lot of information out there that could get you fearful of your food chain. But when you get out there and you meet the people, I mean, you were talking to me about what Wes was saying about the antibiotic-induced beef, and that a lot of times you buy packages, no antibiotics.
And so you think, oh, this is an exception. I'm going to buy this meat because it has no antibiotics. But do you know what? It's against the law for them to sell any cow who has antibiotics in their system. And it's just a fact of life. Sometimes the cows get sick. They get marked. They get tagged. They get separated. And depending on the antibiotic, they could be quarantined for 10 days or 45 days. And they cannot sell those cows while that stuff is in their system or working its way out of their system.
You're feeling pretty good about your food supply chain right now?
I am. I'm very proud to buy Arizona produce and beef. And I know there's more. There's, you know, maybe in the future we'll talk about Hickman eggs and, you know, just all the things that we grow. We're proud to be American, proud to be Arizonan. We got a lot going for us.
Yeah, that's a pretty part of the Valley of the Sun out there in the Buckeye and Goodyear area. Just wide open spaces and lots of agriculture. That's for sure. And Julie Murphy got you out on that trip?
She did. We just had a blast. She's such a good host, and she loves her farmers and her ranchers, and she wants everybody to know what they're all about.
Well, fantastic. Well, thanks for keeping us clued in there.
My pleasure. Can I have a field trip a week? I really like that.
what authority do I have to say no?
Not much. I guess I have to ask Romy.
Yeah, ask Romy. That's for sure. And Romy's out on a live broadcast this morning in the 8 o'clock hour of the Outdoor Living segment. He's going to be joining us from an event at a city park right here in Phoenix. It's for the Arizona Community Tree Council's annual tree climbing contest. And he'll be joining us here just in this next segment with someone from Phoenix City Parks and talking about the care of the trees inside the metropolitan area, the parks and the roadways and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be interesting to hear Romy clue in there. That's at Esteban Park in Phoenix, and they'll be having that annual tree climbing contest this morning. A lot of fun. All the tree arborists from across the state come in, and they actually have contests on climbing trees, and you have to demonstrate safety, and you're going up there with chainsaws, and they time you, and you have to go through a couple exercises of the actual trimming of the tree. So I think it's the fourth or fifth one Romy's been to. He's been to one in Flagstaff and Boyce Thompson, and there was one or two others that he was at.
Well, so talk about a great field trip. I mean, that's really accessible to anybody in Phoenix. Take your kids down there and let them get a gander at that.
We're going to join him right after this short break. Y'all stay tuned.